I'm going to start this episode differently, okay? Because we are in 2020, so happy new year, everybody. What's up? It's me, Tanya, and Dorothy, and...
I was going to go, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, we love that. We love that horn. And we are...
The Real Wives in Radio.
Yeah, happy new year, everyone.
Yes, I hope you guys had a great and safe holiday. We are in the new decade. Can you believe it, sis? New decade.
2020. And I probably have a baby right now. So we're recording this episode a little bit early for you guys because I am already on maternity leave.
Yes.
It's weird to talk about yourself like in the future. That's weird.
When you're not there yet.
Yeah. So when this episode is being released, I could have a baby.
Yeah, you could. You could be a new mom right now.
Yeah, my due date was just a few days ago. So who knows? Who knows? If you're following us on social media, you will know exactly what the status is. And then we will update you in a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But today's episode is special because it's our anniversary.
Anniversary.
It's our anniversary.
I was going to start going,
the first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's an anniversary. Hey, anniversary. Oh, God, you're so good. So good. Okay, so if you don't know that song, look it up. Okay, Tony.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. But seriously, it's been a year.
Yes.
Since we started our podcast. It's something that we've always wanted to do, something that we said we just need to just do it.
And something that a lot of people have suggested for us too.
Yeah.
And we finally just did a year ago. We started this podcast and we want to say thank you for listening. Thank you to our sister wives, whether you like that name or not. Thank you to our ride or dies. Thank you for subscribing, for, you know, giving us all the love and
downloading and rating and sharing and spreading the word about our podcast.
Yeah. So. And continue doing that because we're only going to continue doing this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was actually reading one of the reviews.
Okay.
Just so we can give out some shout outs to our sister wives.
Okay.
And then I was reading one that said, I love the host, but I love the husbands better. Steven is a snack.
I saw
and
that.
And then I realized that that's my husband.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, ooh, someone said Dorothy, Steven's a snack. And then it said like Pootie or something, right? And I know that's like his nickname something.
That's his family nickname.
Like, this little. Yeah.
I was, no, girl, I was ready to be like, who is this baby?
Right?
Yeah.
You're a click on the profile.
I know.
But that's okay. If you think that Steven is a snack, that's okay. She just might come for you, you know. But yeah, no. Well, if you feel like it, please leave us a review so others can, you know, if they come across our podcast, they can see what we're about. And speaking of what we're about, we want to replay you our very first episode ever. The very first Real Wives in Radio episode, and just kind of introducing who we are. So just to remind you where we were a year ago, literally a year ago, we were in such different places,
and
Dorothy.
How much our lives have changed in just a year.
They have, and we'll play that for you right now. But one of the biggest things that I heard when I was replaying this episode for myself was that both you and I were not moms, but you, which you don't find out in this episode, the very first episode, but we know now that you were pregnant.
I was keeping a secret.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think I had kind of known, but I wasn't ready to tell you that I knew yet.
Yeah. It was the Total Friends episode. They don't know that we know
Exactly. So yeah, this episode is really, really sweet. It's just a quick intro of who we are, how we met, you know, why we're still friends, how long we've been friends, all that good stuff, how I stalked you for a little bit, you know, our challenges and my struggles with infertility.
Yeah.
And then here I am now, a mom.
I'm just excited. Like, that's so crazy, you know?
And you too. And you too. So take a listen to this very first episode of Real Wives in Radio as we celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Anniversary.
Thanks, Sister Wives.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Rebel Wisdom Radio.
I can't believe we're really doing this.
We've been talking about this for the longest time. It's Dorothy and Tanya. And gosh, it's been a little over a year since the last time we were on a show together, right? Or more than that.
Oh, you're going to make me sad. yeah, it's been almost 2 years, girl.
Seriously? Oh, wow.
February 2017.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
We're going on 2 years. Oh, see, but the thing I love about it is that, you know, we've always remained sisters.
Always, girl. Always. You know, and I always knew you were going to be my sister ever since I locked eyes with you. Oh, wait, no, not with you. I locked eyes on you.
At Mesa
Community College right here in San Diego. Dorothy was in a dance class that I was in or that I was watching or something creepy.
You were in it.
I was in it, right?
Yes, you were in the class.
Oh, we were performing together, mm-hmm. and we're doing like a rehearsal or something. Not the same dance, but like the same concert or something. I don't know. Anyway, the story is that I saw Dorothy. I'm like, dang, she dances good. And then I maybe thought like she knew me too, and then met her again years later.
At the radio station.
Yeah. I was an intern.
I think I'd just gotten hired as a lead, a promotions lead.
Right. So technically you were my boss, and I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, that's Dorothy from Mesa College. Awesome dancer. And I thought you remembered me, and you didn't.
I'm terrible.
You were like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how it's going to be. Okay.
This me.
Yeah, anyway, so that's how that our friendship started.
That's exactly how it started. And then we got to be on a show together with AJ.
Cool.
And then Hula. Gosh, man, so much has happened. Okay, let's fill everybody in. Since it's been 2 years since we've been on the show.
Yeah.
Tanya, you go first.
Okay, since the 2 years, I have still been married. Okay, that's good. That's good. A little over 3 years now. I had my own show with our dear friend Sonic, who's now in Chicago, for 6 months, you know, and then that went away, and now I'm still here at Entercom working with you. I'm just still me. I don't know. Nothing else has changed, really, right?
I know. It doesn't seem like a lot, but a lot has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, since I wasn't on the show anymore, gosh, I'm not going to lie. World shattered, changed, sad.
Girl.
All the emotions. Mm-hmm. All of the emotions. But, I mean, they say things happen for a reason. And, you know, I guess if that hadn't happened, I got comfortable, you know, I wouldn't have worked as hard as I did again to get back to being on Kixie now.
Okay, so wait, let's go back a little bit. So Dorothy and I were on a show together. We started at a radio station, moved to another radio station, February 2017.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got the call. Go.
Yes. It was like a business move that was made, and I don't think it had anything to reflect with what Hula and I were doing.
Absolutely not.
I think it was just a straight business move, and they let us go, and it happens. It happens all the time in radio, and it sucks.
But that doesn't mean that it hurts any less.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly.
So when you left, I stayed, and that was weird for me. That was awkward, you know? But we both know. We both knew that it was not anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Any of our fault, or it wasn't personal in any way. Yeah. And that brought us closer.
It totally did.
Right?
Yeah, because it's a part of the... Everybody says you haven't been in radio unless you got fired once.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So, unfortunately, that was my time.
Yeah. And then mine was... about a year later.
Yeah. Dude, we live such parallel lives.
We do. We are living such parallel lives. Yeah. So we both know what that's like to be let go from your dream job.
Totally.
And still be working towards it on my end. You luckily have landed your own show on Kixie.
Yay!
I know.
Thank God for it every single day, honestly.
There's nothing like a job cut that like makes you appreciate like a job. I don't know, dude, like especially right. I don't know that
absolutely.
I've ever experienced that. You know?
I ate the biggest slice of humble pie, like when that happened to me, you know? And it's just like your world is shook. You don't know what to do, where to go. Like, is this what I even really want to do? Like, I've been doing this for, at that time when I got let go, like 10 years, you know? And it's like, well, crap, what do I do now? Like, yeah. That's all I've ever known.
Yeah, and you question, like, if you're still on the right path.
And you're worth.
Should you change paths?
Totally.
Is it too late? You know, there's a lot of that questioning that happens.
You question your talent, you know? And it's like, dude, I know I'm better than this. Like, I know I could do this. I know I deserve to have a job somewhere. And then that's the hardest part is waiting for it, you know? Right. But eating that slice of humble pie means just saying yes to every single job, doing whatever it is, being happy about it, being grateful about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's good. See, a lot of people, I mean, you could either go one way, you could either not make it a lesson like you did, which is awesome, or you could... Or you could not make, you can make it a lesson or you could not make it a lesson.
Right.
And you definitely took the lesson, learned, grew.
Totally.
And now you here, B. Okay.
Now we are here, both at Entercom in San Diego.
Yes.
Both married.
Both married.
Yes.
To some pretty awesome men.
Girl.
What?
How crazy our ups and downs throughout life.
Girl.
We have seen each other through so many relationships, good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. And we still hear about the good, bad, and ugly with our men. Let's be real.
That's true.
We do be talking about you. We do be talking about you, okay?
Sorry, Steven. Sorry, JJ.
Yeah, so jobs, parallel, marriage, dating, heartbreaks, parallel with you and I.
Yeah.
And now we're on the road to...
Hopefully starting our family,
baby.
Right?
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a whole thing, too, so...
I know. It's crazy. It is crazy to think about it, like, remember when you were in your 20s and you were like, shit, I missed my period. I hope I'm not pregnant. And then now, like, fast forward, now we're in our 30s and we're like, oh, yay, I missed my period. I hope I'm pregnant.
Totally. It is such a trip when you first start trying.
Yeah.
And just the act of it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Without getting too, right?
Yeah.
Like, just the act with, like, I get no protection, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that alone is such a mind.
It totally is.
It's
like everything they ingrained in you from school. Like when the first time you have sex ed and they're like, okay, always use protection. You don't want STDs.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a baby. Like this, and that. And it's so funny because I remember thinking, like, when Steven and I were first starting, I didn't realize, I had no idea when my fertile window was.
No.
Like,
girl, I didn't know anything about that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero ideas on when you should be trying, when you should start, what you should be eating to help the, you know, like, there's so much.
Yeah. It's weird because, you're right. I mean, I think months went by without me even really looking into all of that, you know, and even now, like, it just makes sense. Timing is everything. So I wish I would have known about that fertile window a little bit sooner, but that's okay. You know, it's all a learning process and everything happens for a reason. But that little fertile window, too, is, like, real quick,
it's
too.
It's so small.
It's real quick.
And then it takes forever for it to come. You know, it feels like after your fertile window closes, then you got to wait, like, what, another week or two till your period's supposed to start, and then you sit there and you wait, and you're like, okay, I think this might be it. And then you start your period, and then it's like, man, a total whole another level of disappointment when it comes, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to wait again till your fertile window starts again.
Right. And that fertile window, the more along the process you get of, like, really wanting a baby and, like, really understanding your fertile window, really understanding the signs with your body and everything, it gets more important and it gets more serious. Like, hey, JJ, it's happening right now. You need to work early and get home now, right? Am I right, sis? Am I right?
Totally right. Okay. And Stephen thinks I'm crazy, but I can feel when I'm ovulating. Like, you get a little bit of, like, it's not quite a cramp because it doesn't hurt, but you could just feel it happening.
Girl, I had never felt that ever. My whole life, never. Maybe I did feel that uncomfortableness, but I didn't know that that was ovulation, quote,
neither
pains.
Did I.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
Mine hit me hard. I was, like, on a medication, and I thought I was going to die. Like, it was, like, that serious, but it wasn't a long time, so it was just, like, a quick, sharp pain. And so it wasn't until I looked it up, talked to other people, that they were like, girl, you're just ovulating, relax. I'm like, oh,
okay. So it's
good
common,
to know.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and even then, when you feel that pain, you're like, is it happening now?
Yep.
Did I miss it? Do I have to do it in a couple hours, minutes?
Yeah. Girl, when that happened to me this past time, we were going, I remember it because we were going to watch a screening, an advanced screening of the new Harry Potter movie. Mm. And I was like, Steven, we need to do it super quick. The movie's at 7. We're about to leave. And we only have 15 minutes from the time you get home. Like, let's do, like, zero romantic, zero, you know, just like, let's do it. This could be it. I don't want to miss it.
Yes, I feel you on that too. I feel you that, and feel you on that. And then also, you know, there's like the people, like somebody that I know, not me, that maybe I've straight up called out sick just so I wouldn't miss it. Just so I wouldn't miss it, because it's like that important. But then honestly, then you like you and I are talking about it right now, Dorothy, and I'm just like, God, it just gets so ridiculous, you know, and it just gets so. It consumes your life. Like, look, we're crazy people now, but we're not alone.
Yeah,
I know that.
Exactly.
I know that. It's a real thing.
Everybody out there that's trying to conceive right now, we are right there with you.
It's a constant battle of trying really hard and knowing all the signs and reading all the things and, you know, versus I don't want to try it all. You know,
yeah.
I want to relax.
Yeah. I started doing, you know, those ovulation pee sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because at first I was like, oh, let me just follow this app. And I think I just totally missed my windows.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was really accurate. So somebody told me, it was Sissany. She said, I ran into her and she said, hey, I wasn't really serious about it. But the second time they started doing the ovulation
six,
she got pregnant. Like, she followed that. And now she's got twins.
okay. Whoa.
I mean, I don't know about twins.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is the most accurate, I think, to do it. That's exactly what my OBGYN directed me to do too. And I never knew about the ovulation sticks, and then I did, and that's great. Right now, currently, I've like tossed those, and I'm just like, I don't want apps, I don't want ovulation sticks. I'm just gonna listen to my body and hope for the best, you know. That's just during the holidays, there's already enough stress.
Exactly.
So I'm just gonna take a break, you know.
Yeah. So
that doesn't mean we can't stop trying,
right? So. But you're not gonna put the pressure on yourself of like, this is it. Because you guys have been trying for...
We've been trying for... Gosh. I mean, technically, we've been trying... We've been trying consistently for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be... Time. I mean, gosh. I mean, I think about when I get disappointed. Like, hey, my period came. I can only imagine how you feel when you go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. It comes in waves.
Yeah.
It comes in waves. And... I don't even know how to explain it anymore. Right now I'm like in a good place where I'm just like taking it for what it is, and it's like, okay, if like it's not happening now, there's a reason, and you know, like still got a roof over my head, shoes on my feet, food on the table,
right.
A loving man, like still a lot of other things to be grateful for. That's where I'm at now.
Yes.
But anybody that's on this like crazy like infertility roller coaster knows that it is a roller coaster, you know? So that's why I say that's how I'm like now, and I hope that I remain this way, but
yeah. Totally.
It's a roller coaster.
I get that.
Yeah.
I feel like all of my friends right now are pregnant.
Yeah. I feel like all of your friends right now are pregnant too.
Yeah.
I would say the same, but like half of my girlfriends are lesbians. So, you know, not that you can't get pregnant as
exactly.
a lesbian, but they're just not even in that. They're not even trying right now.
Yeah,
all your girlfriends are pregnant.
Yeah. It's crazy. I have two girlfriends, Aubrey and Carlene, who are pregnant. And they're a day apart. Their due dates are one day apart.
That's so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. I love
that.
Yeah. No, that's something to be celebrated, you know?
Yeah.
That's super special and magical. Hey, you never know. You could be pregnant right now, too. I'm just
right?
saying. You could be pregnant. So could I. We could all be pregnant right now, right? We're going to make everybody freak out and go home and take pregnancy tests. Even for those that don't want to be pregnant, they're like, damn, it's in the air.
It's like, it's not even my period, but I'm going to take it.
Woo. Oh, man.
So this is what our podcast is going to be like. We're going to get into real life things happening in our everyday lives between Tanya and I, talking about marriage, talking about trying to conceive, and even talking about our favorite pop culture things.
Oh, we're definitely going to be talking about that, because that's why we call this the Real Wives of Radio. One, we're real housewives.
That's right.
One, we're real. Right?
Two,
we're housewives.
That's right.
Three, we work in radio and we love radio. It's our heart and soul. And four, we love watching the Real Housewives of blank, you know, every city. It's so good. It's so good.
Something else that we want to talk about.
Women in the industry. I mean, we could go on and on.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. That's going to be a whole nother subject for a different podcast, because we will really get into it. We will get into the pay inequality.
Yep.
How we are just seen in general in
That's
radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
How we are treated.
Yep.
How we are talked to.
Oh my God, yes.
It's just not fair, period.
Yeah. It's you know, of course you want to be like, oh no, we're so more progressive than that. But really not. I don't feel a lot has changed. And low key, people won't admit it, but it's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
I do feel a shift, but there's so much work to be done.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about that. We will be talking about our men. We'll be talking about our old men. I mean, like our old relationships, not our old men, but our past relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
What we hope for in the future. Things we've learned.
Yeah.
All the lessons, all the blessings, all the... Chisme.
Yeah.
Chisme equals gossip. yeah, there's so much to talk about with you and I. I mean, like, I feel like you and I could get together and we could talk about anything.
Hours.
And there'll be somebody else in the room and they'll just step back like they're watching a TV show when you and I start talking.
Yeah, totally.
It's
oh, and
funny.
Of course, we're going to have some guests join us as well.
Absolutely.
Our radio sisters.
Yeah.
We'll have them on.
Yeah. Professionals. Mm-hmm. Experts. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll probably get some surprises in here, too. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. So we will hope, and we look forward to you joining us every single week.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
I'm Dorothy.
I'm Tanya.
And we're
the Real Vibes of Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.